Greetings. I'm glad that we're together again today. And as you know, if you've been with us this week, we're coming to a thrilling end of our systematic walk through the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. We are now down in the final verse that we have to look at, verse 18. And I have already talked about verses 19 and 20 earlier in this series at a couple of different points. So you know those well. But here in verse 18b, we have the words of our exalted Lord in the heavenly vision he gives to the apostle John via the angel, and that John passes along to us. And there is a key word here that interests us greatly. It's the word Hades. Hades is descriptive of a place, a temporary or intermediate location of death. Jesus says, of death and of Hades, where the souls of people who are not Christians go before ultimately winding up eternally in hell. That is, at the exact time of death, anyone who does not by faith believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, anyone who does not obey Christ's commands will go to Hades. And yesterday we learned about what the experience of Hades is like. It's beyond awful. We turn to the book of Luke, chapter 16, in verses 19 to 31, where I read to you Jesus' parable of the rich man in Hades and the poor man named Lazarus in heaven. I'm coming back to that text now, and what I want to do is read it to you and then remind you some of what I said yesterday before telling you what heaven is in stark contrast to what Hades is. Is this okay with you? I hope so. And yes, I am aware this is thick and heavy territory we're in. To really get what I am saying last time and this time, even on a Friday, you have to be attentive. Really attentive. And my feeling is that most of you will need or want to hear this week's broadcast again. The good news is that that is easily done. The God Is podcast is free to download from the WEZE website. Just go to 590amtheword.com and click the podcast link at the top of the home page. 590amtheword.com. If you haven't tried that yet, check it out this weekend. Now, this will be repeated at the end today, or you can write to me if you have trouble finding the God Is podcast. Listen as many times as you want to me describe what Hades is, as the Bible describes it for us. What I'm giving you may be TMI, too much information for you to digest in one hearing. I understand that. If so, get the podcast, will you? I believe it is more than worth it to you to clearly know the difference between Hades and heaven. Every one of us is going to one of these two places when we die. To which are you going? Hear now the very words of Jesus in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, so he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. And now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead. Now, having read this dynamic passage of the Word of God to you, let me do what I said and first remind you of what it is to be in Hades. You are best served if you will read and reread this passage on your own with me now or later. Notice in the text, the rich man in Hades is in torment. That's in verse 23, being in torment. Furthermore, he is in agony in this flame. Verse 24, Hades is a place where there is fire. The rich man is on fire and he cannot extinguish the flames. So that in verse 25, Abraham tells the poor man, you are in agony. And in verse 26, he is told that he cannot cross over from Hades to heaven. He is in Hades forever. And that's in keeping with the rest of the testimony of Scripture. All people are either in hell or heaven for all eternity. There is no crossing over after death. Did you hear me? There is no crossing over after death. No one is in hell for only a period of time, only to then eventually go to heaven. No. If you believe that, according to God in His Word, you are wrong. And anyone who teaches this is a false teacher who will be condemned. And then in Luke 16, verse 28, again, the rich man calls Hades a place of torment. That's what it is to be in Hades. And remember, Hades is a temporary place of judgment for wicked people, but all people there will eventually end up, after the judgment of Jesus at the great white throne of Revelation 20, in eternal and everlasting hell, hell without end. And hell is described the same way as Hades. Here are just three texts. I'm quoting Jesus again in the first. In Mark 9, verse 43, this is our Lord describing hell. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. Did you get that? Hell is full of unquenchable fire. Mark 9, 43. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11, describes what happens to those who reject the worship of holy God. Listen to Revelation 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. And then in Revelation 20, in verse 15, the Bible says, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. If you are not in God's book as being saved from sin through Christ, then what awaits you is Hades, then hell, where there is torment and agony and unrelenting eternal flames of fire, justified punishment for unforgiven sin. This is what the Bible teaches with clarity. This is not confusing. This is clear. God tells us up front what is going to happen to us when we die. The only question is, do you believe God? Do you take Him at His word? The souls of people in Hades, and then the resurrected body and souls of people condemned to hell, this is a conscious state of existence. It's not that you're in Hades and hell and do not really even know it. Go back to Jesus' words in Luke 16. The rich man in Hades had his memory. He remembers Abraham and Lazarus and his five brothers still alive on earth. And he feels the flames of fire because he describes himself as being in agony. He asks for Lazarus to give him just a little drop of water to cool him down. Yes, the rich man in Hades is fully conscious. And all souls there, right now as we speak, are experiencing exactly this. And I do not say this with a cavalier attitude. I say this humbly and horrifyingly. I'm saddened by this reality. It troubles me. And this is why I am set, fixed on repeating the truth. Hereon God is every day. The truth is Hades is real. despite what some people think and teach. And I want to do everything I can to boldly, clearly, and passionately declare to you the gospel so that you can be saved from your sin by Jesus and live forever instead in heaven. And speaking of heaven, in contrast to Hades, listen to what Lazarus experiences in Abraham's bosom, a Jewish way of describing heaven. This is in Luke chapter 16. Lazarus is carried away by angels. Verse 22, how sweet. Lazarus is firmly embraced in the bosom of heaven. Verse 23, Lazarus is being comforted in heaven, verse 25, and Lazarus is eternally secure in heaven, verse 26. Those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able. Those in heaven will never go to hell. Never, ever. Praise the Lord. You have heard Hades, which results in hell, described by God today. You have heard heaven, which results in the new heaven described by God today. Where do you want to go? If by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, God is speaking to you right now, wherever you are, I invite you to write to me today or this weekend. If you want to go to heaven when you die, please write to me. I want to tell you how you can do that. I want to share with you more from the Bible. Write Mark at markaeswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaeswallow.com. Or write to God Is. My addresses will be repeated very soon. Friends, I've run out of time this week, and so here's what we'll do. On Monday, I'm going to tie together our study in Revelation 1 by finishing my teaching on verse 18b. I need more time to explain to you what it means that Jesus holds the keys to death and Hades. What about that? We'll find out together right back here on Monday on God Is.